Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Revenge of the Tipping Point, Overstories, Superspreaders, and the Rise of Social Engineering, Malcolm Gladwell revisits the groundbreaking ideas introduced in his earlier work, The Tipping Point, and expands upon them with new insights and research. Through this book, Gladwell delves into the complexities of how ideas spread, the role of social networks, and the impact of technology on social engineering. With his characteristic blend of compelling storytelling and rigorous analysis, Gladwell uncovers the underpinnings of our interconnected world and the influencers who shape our opinions and behaviors. As society stands on the brink of digital and social transformation, Gladwell's exploration offers a critical lens through which to understand the forces molding our future. This book is not just a sequel, but an essential roadmap for navigating the intricate dynamics of social change in the 21st century. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the evolution of the tipping point. Gladwell revisits his influential concept of the tipping point, the moment of critical mass, the threshold, the boiling point. He elaborates on how this idea has evolved with the advent of digital media and globalization. In the era of social media, tipping points have become both more frequent and more elusive to predict. Gladwell dives into the mechanics of viral phenomena, distinguishing between slow building movements and sudden virality. He proposes new frameworks for understanding how ideas and behaviors spread in the digital age, emphasizing the role of networks over individual influencers. The evolution of the tipping point is a testament to the rapidly changing landscape of communication and influence in the modern world. Secondly, overstories, the narrative power in social movements. Gladwell introduces the concept of overstories, the overarching narratives that drive social movements and shape public perception. He argues that successful social movements harness the power of storytelling to create a shared identity and purpose. Using case studies from history and contemporary events, Gladwell dissects the elements of compelling overstories and their role in mobilizing people. He discusses how narratives that tap into universal themes of justice, freedom, and humanity resonate deeply and spread widely. Through an analysis of overstories, Gladwell presents a blueprint for creating and disseminating narratives that have the potential to enact social change. Thirdly, superspreaders, the key players in information dissemination. Gladwell expands on the notion of superspreaders, individuals or entities that have a disproportionate influence on the spread of ideas, trends, and information. He explores the characteristics that make superspreaders effective, such as credibility, a broad network, and the ability to communicate persuasively. Gladwell also examines the dark side of superspreading, including misinformation and manipulation. By analyzing the role of superspreaders in both positive and negative contexts, Gladwell sheds light on the mechanisms of influence and control in the digital age. Understanding super spreaders is crucial for anyone looking to spread ideas or for those seeking to counter harmful narratives. Fourthly, the mechanics of social engineering. Gladwell delves into the science of social engineering, dissecting how individuals and organizations can shape public opinion and behavior. He outlines strategies for effective social engineering, drawing on examples from marketing, politics, and social activism. Gladwell discusses the ethical implications of social engineering, highlighting the fine line between persuasion and manipulation. This topic offers a deep dive into the tools and techniques used to influence groups and individuals, emphasizing the importance of ethical considerations and the potential for societal impact. Gladwell's analysis provides a framework for understanding and leveraging the principles of social engineering in various domains. Lastly, the rise of digital tribes. In the final section, Gladwell explores the concept of digital tribes, online communities formed around shared interests, beliefs, or identities. He argues that these digital tribes are becoming increasingly influential in shaping opinions, behaviors, and even political landscapes. Gladwell examines how digital tribes foster a sense of belonging and identity among their members, often leading to powerful collective action. However, he also addresses the pitfalls of digital tribes, including echo chambers and polarization. Through this exploration, Gladwell highlights the significance of understanding and engaging with digital communities in the modern era of social engineering and influence. In conclusion, Revenge of the Tipping Point is a must-read for anyone interested in the dynamics of social influence, the power of narrative, and the impact of digital technology on society. Malcolm Gladwell's expanded exploration offers invaluable insights for marketers, social activists, policymakers, and anyone looking to understand or shape public opinion. By dissecting the mechanisms of social change and influence, Gladwell equips readers with the tools to navigate the complex social landscapes of the 21st century. Whether you're aiming to spread an idea, build a movement, or simply understand the forces that shape our world, this book provides a compelling guide to the principles and practices of social engineering in the digital age. If you would like to support Malcolm Gladwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.